As you always say, we'll try our best to mind the Lord. I want us to turn over in the book of Ruth. I know, I'm telling at the times that the book of Ruth has been preached, and I'm telling that the thoughts and the things that the Lord's brought out of this book right here and the experience of this right here. But I desire your prayers. I will try our best this morning to bring out what the Lord's burdened her heart with. And, I believe I'm going to start reading, and I'll read in the first chapter, but I'm just going to read until the Lord says it's enough there. But we'll start reading in the first verse of the first chapter of the book of Ruth. I'll give everybody just a minute there to write out the book of Judges. Thank you, Jay. The Bible says in the first verse of the book of Ruth, "Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land. And a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the name of his two sons was Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died. And she was left her two sons. And they took them wives of the women of Moab. And the name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth. And they dwelled there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them. And the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law, that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of how the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her. And they went on the way to return unto the land of Judah. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, Go return each to her mother's house, and the Lord deal kindly with you, as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant you, and ye may find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said unto her, Surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, Turn again, my daughters, why wilt ye go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb, that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters, go your way, for I am too old to have an husband. If I should say, I have hope, if I should have an husband also tonight, and should also bear sons, would ye tarry for them till they were grown? Would ye stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. And they lifted up their voice and wept again, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, and Ruth clave unto her. And she said, Behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and whither thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. Where thou diest, I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught by death part thee and me. When she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. So they two went until they came to Bethlehem, and it came to pass, when they were come to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved about them, and they said, It is Naomi. And she said unto them, Call me not Naomi, call me Mara. And for the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home and again empty. Why then call ye me Naomi, seeing that the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me? So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, with her, when they returned out of the country of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest. I felt like maybe we would read the whole chapter there. And if you'd pray just for just a little bit, got to thinking, and I guess the verse that we want to maybe think on the most there is that 14th verse, and it said, And they lifted up their voice and wept again, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, and Ruth clave unto her. And I thought on that this week quite a bit there, and I know, like I say, most of us knows this story. I would say that you're sitting in here, most of us has probably read this, studied it, or at least heard it preached at some point in time. And I thought on these things there is Naomi was trying to, had been down there in the land of Moab, and was on her way back out. And the Bible speaks of these two women, her two daughter-in-laws, Orpah and Ruth. And if you read this, as it comes on up to a place there where Ruth, where Naomi was heading back, and how that at this point when she was headed back, the Bible said there that her daughter-in-laws, they went with her.
Amen.
And when she started leaving there, both daughter-in-laws was following her. Matthew, both daughter-in-laws was going with her. And as they went along the way, Naomi told them to go back unto their mothers and unto their households and unto their Amen. Gods and unto their things there. And it came to a place where, as they was following her, it came to a place of decision in their life. And I thought about that, and I know what we preached there Wednesday night about some things and coming down to a place of choice in our life and where we was going to go and who we was going to walk with. But this just didn't leave me this week, and it's been a burden upon my heart. But I thought as they come upon this place in their life there, the Bible said that Naomi told them to go back, and the Bible said that Orpah wept with her. I believe Orpah really loved Naomi, and I believe Orpah had respect for Naomi. I believe that she cared for her because she saw what kind of woman she was. She saw how that she got brought down into that place because of her husband. She saw how she had lost her husband and her sons. And I believe that they truly had a love for this lady because they knew what kind of lady she was. And I believe at this point right here, it wasn't the easiest decision that Orpah ever made. But it was the most critical that she ever made.
Yeah.
I believe she no doubt at that point cared for Naomi. And I've had Orpah so much out of the two here on my heart this week. Both of these ladies were Moabitish women. Both of them were raised up, and if you study the Moabites, they came out of the sons of Lot there when he had incest with his daughters, if you have it over there.
Amen.
They came out of that when they got him drunk, and they lay with him, and they bore children unto him. And these Moabites were of the people, they had not a whole lot of a
conscience about them, if you'll have it. They worshiped different gods. They was very lustful people.
Yes.
Both of these ladies were raised up in the same manner. They were taught the same things. They had the same traditions. They had the same lustful nature about them. They had the same freedoms, if you had it, to follow after whatever they wanted to follow after.
Yes, sir. Amen.
But they came into a family one day where there was a lady by the name of Naomi. And this lady started instilling in them and started, no doubt, teaching unto them some values that they've never been acquainted with.
Come on.
They saw the difference. And it no doubt had an impact on their life. And I want you to just follow me as close as you can this morning. We're all of a sinful nature. We're all walking in a flesh that has desires and that has a self-will to follow after whatever it wants. And it's not used to not having the lust of its own nature.
Amen.
This flesh from a child comes up and it wants what it wants and it don't want to hear no. And we as grown adults, sometimes as young children, some words in our life we set under the teaching of the Word. We set under the influence of the Spirit. It goes strictly against this old carnal nature and what it's been raised up in and what it's taught and what it wants.
Yes, sir. Listen, God.
That's where Orpah was and that's where Ruth was at this time. That's where you and I are when we sit on a church pew.
Yes.
That's where we are when we sit under the preached Word of God.
Amen.
There's something there that's different than our natural nature that goes to dealing in our lives. And that goes to walking in front of us. That goes to showing us an example of something different. And then one day, that Spirit, that Word goes to say, I'm not going to stay right here. Hey, I'm not going to stay right here where you're at no more. But there's somewhere else I've got to get to.
Amen.
And that Spirit,
amen,
and that Word working together, it goes to moving towards where there's something to eat, where there's something in the land that'll sustain you. And when it starts moving and it starts going, it gives you a choice.
Amen.
It don't drag you there with it. It don't make you go back to Judah. It don't make you go back to Bethlehem. Hey, it just starts walking that way. It's up to you. You go follow it.
Amen. Thank God. Amen.
That's what Naomi did. She knew they had things there they loved. But I'm gonna tell you the heart of Naomi. Dolly broke on it. She wanted Orpah and Ruth both to go with her back home.
Yes, she did. Amen.
She sure did. Kim, she didn't want to leave nary one of them down there. Why'd she keep telling them to go back? Why'd she keep giving them the option? Why'd she keep giving them the choice? She wanted them to love her country just as much as she did. She wanted them to follow just the same reason she did. She wanted to get to where there's something to eat. She wanted to get to where there's a land where there was kinship, where there was family, where there was people that would watch over them.
Thank you, Jesus.
And she wanted them to choose by their own free will.
Yes, sir.
And not be forced into it. And Naomi said, kid, go on back. Go on back. And the Bible said that Orpah wept and she kissed her, Angie.
That's what it is.
But Ruth played unto her. And I got to thinking on that, Melba. You can look look up what a kiss is.
And it's just a gentle touch.
It's what you might call a salute. It's one of the things that describes it there. And it's just something to please someone. Something to please. Just a gentle touch. Just enough to say, Naomi, I appreciate everything you've done for me. Naomi, I love you. I really care about you. You've been a friend of me, Naomi. You've watched over me, Naomi. Hey, when my husband died, you were there for me, Naomi. You carried me through one of the hardest times in my life, Naomi.
Yes, Lord.
I'm going to give you just a little gentle kiss to let you know. Just to please you just a little bit, Naomi, before I leave you, before I go back to where I come from.
Yes, sir. Bless you, God. You believe it.
Orpah didn't have enough love for Naomi to stay with her. There was something down in her that kept wanting Jay to go back to what she once had.
Yeah.
Go back to that land of them old evil gods, them old evil natures, them old lustful, sinful things. Hey, that she was raised up to say it was all right. Hey, there was something there. Hey, that she wanted more than she wanted in Bethlehem, Judah. There was something more in Moab that she wanted than she wanted that Naomi had.
Amen.
I'm going to bring it to a hard saying here this morning.
It's all right, sir.
It's a hard saying, what I'm having to preach.
I'm God, brother.
There's a lot today that's just wanting to come and kiss on Jesus just a little bit. Just wanting to come and kiss the Word just a little bit. And they just want to get a little gentle touch. Hey, with what's going on down in the house of God. Hey, they just want just a little bit of it. And just to say, God, I appreciate you. Lord, I love you. And I'm going to go back to what I was doing. I'm going to go after the things of the world.
Thank you, Jesus. Good preaching, sir. Yeah, Lord.
There's a lot today wanting to kiss. And they ain't wanting to cleave. Yeah, you want Ruth to hit you clave, baby. You look at a, that means to adhere. That means to stick. That means to unite. That means to come together. You know what Ruth was doing? She said, Naomi, I know how good you've been to me. Naomi, you was there for me. Hey, in some of the hardest times I ever faced in my life. Naomi, you've been good to me. Naomi, you cared for me. Hey, and there come a point in her life when she could go back to where she was. She should follow that had been good to her.
Amen.
There's a lot today in our church houses. And God said, I'm going to leave you. Are you going with me?
Amen.
Or do you want to stay right where you're at? It's your choice.
Amen.
I'm not going to force you. I'm not going to make you come up out of Moab. But here's the road I'm taking.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell you this word right here. It came down, and the Bible said in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was,
yes, sir.
Was Word was with God, and the Word was God. And if that same Word became flesh, yes, and it dwelt among us. I want you to know this much. Naomi came down, didn't she? She was brought down by a reason and a purpose.
Amen.
She had a husband that she didn't have a choice. She had to go down because she had sons. Hey, and a husband. She went down to Moab because he brought her there. You want to tell me why Jesus had to come? Because this whole sinful nature right here went down into Moab because of the sin of man. Jesus Christ had to die.
Amen.
You and little Jesus had a choice. That's how much he loved you.
Amen.
There wasn't even a question in his life from the foundation, before the foundations of this world, he was as a lamb that was slain.
Amen.
He never questioned Bobby. He never wondered, Tommy, what do we need to do? He said, I'll go. I'll go. Hey, you think Naomi argued with her husband? No, she didn't. She followed him down there. Why? Because she loved him. She knew he was going into a bad country. She knows the nature of those people. But Naomi said, I'll go. He made a choice, sir, that day. You'll help me. You bring us out.
I'll help my brother. Bless him, Lord.
We made a choice, sir, that day. Orpah decided, sis, just to kiss him a little bit. Just to kiss Naomi just a little bit and go right back to what she once was. And Ruth decided to cleave unto him, unto her, unto Naomi. I'm going to tell you something. It comes down to in the house of God, in walking with the Lord, it comes down to when the Word finds a place in your life and goes to dealing with you, it comes down to you saying, either, Lord, I'm going to kiss you just a little bit and I'm going back to where I once was. I'm going to live the way I want to live. I'm going to do what I want to do. Or you're going to have to cleave unto him.
Amen.
You're going to have to get united with him. You're going to have to adhere. You're going to have to stick to him.
Amen.
What's the big deal? Get outside of the book of Ruth and show me one place where Orpah had an impact.
Yes, sir.
You find me her name in Community Board Jones. You find me where she bore children that had benefit. You find me where did she done one thing after she went back down to Moab. At that point right there, neither one of them could see past that point. I want you to understand that.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Both of them women was come from the same background, was at the same position, had the same thing that was walking in front of them, and they both had a decision to make. From that point, Orpah couldn't see where it was going to benefit her to go on into Bethlehem. Orpah couldn't see where it was going to benefit her to follow Naomi. The Bible says, where there is no vision, the people perish.
Amen.
Right? But I believe Ruth saw something there.
Sir.
I preached this before. I believe Ruth got thinking about some of them things that Naomi had told her about what went on back in her country. I believe Ruth got thinking. I believe Naomi heard the same thing. But I believe Ruth got to say, boy, I'd sure like to see that country. The way Naomi described it, it's beautiful. There's a whole lot of people there that's going to love us and going to accept us. And Ruth decided right there at that point, she saw something that went past Moab. That went past where she once was. Both of them women up to that point had lost their natural husbands. And it looked unto them. You see, Naomi was telling them that. She said, look here, even if I had a son tonight and you waited on him until he was grown, is it worth following me? Huh? Is it worth it? What's a woman's desire? To bear children.
Amen.
What's a woman's desire physically, naturally, in her body to bear children? To please her husband. Both of these women out here wanted, don't you think they didn't, wanted to have children. And Naomi said, do you see anything by sticking with me that's worth it? And Orpah made her decision and said, no, I'm going back. And we find no account of where she ever had another benefit in her life. She had love. She had a care for Naomi. A fondness, if you'll have it. But it only went so far.
only so far. And she wasn't willing to go any further.
But Ruth, Clave.
You better wait just a minute.
It's my God, Psalm. My God.
113th Psalm. And about the 9th verse, he said, He maketh the barren woman to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord.
Ruth saw something out here right there that day. I truly believe that Orpa went to her grave, never having a child. I believe she died in an old, simple, unhappy home down there in Moab. The people wasn't happy. They could find no pleasure. There's pleasure in sin for a season. But it gets old, and it wastes away, and it wears away. And there's no pleasure there no more.
Amen.
See, Orpah, in her mind, I'm going to take my time this morning.
It's all right.
Orpah, in her mind, Lee, she thought, boy, that sure is a long walk from Moab. And you go study back in the book of Judges. This was a wicked, horrible time to live.
Yes, sir.
No rulers, no kings. They'd take a woman out and they'd use her, abuse her, kill her, and leave her for dead.
Yes, sir.
And they would take a man out and kill him and leave him for dead.
Yes, sir.
It didn't matter who you was. And no doubt in Orpah's mind that she got to look at it and she says, Is it worth the journey? Is it worth walking that long with Naomi to get to a country that I've never seen, that I've only heard about, and I don't really know if it's as good as she said or not? And Orpah walked and decided, I've walked far enough and I ain't seen nothing that looks good to me. And she came to a place where she's willing just to kiss Naomi and leave. What did Ruth see?
She saw what David wrote down right here. She said, He maketh the barren woman to keep it, to barren woman to keep house and to be joy, a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord.
Yeah. I believe Ruth thought Naomi may not have a child tonight. It may be another 30 years. It may be another 40 years. I believe she thought it might be another 50 years. But Naomi's been good to me. Naomi ain't never lied to me. Hey, Naomi promised me there's a good place if I'll just walk with her. Hey, and old Ruth said, I'm going to cleave to you. I'm going to attach to you, Naomi. And wherever you go, I'll go.
Amen.
Your people will be my people. Hey, she was willing. Your God will be my God, Naomi. Hey, you don't know where you got to get saved and to get to where God can get you in an altar. You got to cleave it.
Amen.
And you gotta say, you gotta see.
See, Ruth didn't know how long it's gonna be. She believed if she followed Naomi one of these days, she was gonna be a mother, I believe.
Yes, Lord.
Ruth was attaching herself unto someone that was of a kinship, a Boaz. There was a great man on the earth that day.
Amen. It sure was.
Orpah, she gave it up, Angie. Ain't no use. How many today walks out of our church house and says, I've walked as far as I'm going to walk?
It's true.
Well, I ain't seen nothing down there at the house of God. Hey, I ain't seen nothing no better down there than what I've got at the house. They that wait upon the Lord. You don't worry, well, do you? You season your reaping, you thank God. Ruth said, Naomi, I'm willing to walk with you. How far it is we got to walk. However rough the way gets, Naomi, I'm walking with you. I promise Ruth, your people, my people, your God, my God, I'm going to walk with you, Naomi. I'm going to go with you. One gave it all up and received nothing. Bible says in the 111th chapter of the book of Hebrews, Moses choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God for a season. There comes a place in our life, Father, friend, where we reach one. If we're born again, child of God, and if you're a lost person, there comes a place where you're going to have to choose. There comes a place where you're going to have to say, Lord, I'm willing to walk with you. Lord, I'm going to suffer a little bit with you. Lord, I don't care how hard it gets. Lord, I don't care how bad the times get. I don't care how rough the way is. Lord, I'm going to walk with you. Naomi was willing, Jim. If it had been 100 years, she was going to stay with Naomi.
Yes, Lord.
I'm shortening this up just a little bit. We all know the story about how Ruth, she came in there, she worked, she gleaned, she was willing to do whatever it took.
Yes, sir.
And she caught the eye of a man named Boaz. She didn't have to follow Naomi near as long as she was willing to. Before she got to eat the good. Next thing you know, little old Ruth found her place right down at the feet of Boaz on Thirsty Threshing Floors. She curled up there and he took notice of her.
Amen.
I promise you, you follow this word, you follow the Spirit that's walking in front of you, and it may seem like you're going to go through some hard places. It may seem like you ain't never going to get there to where you want to go, but you follow Him, and I promise you, you'll receive a gift from cold and be quicker than you ever thought it could be. Well, the old Ruth became the wife of Boaz. And the Bible said, and when he went in there to know her, she conceived the child.
Amen.
What did it take for her to conceive? She had to follow Naomi. She had to be able to suffer a few afflictions. Hey, but it got her to the feet of the one that could help her bear a child.
Amen.
And Orpah has nothing. Orpah gained nothing. Orpah died in a sinful land, a miserable person, and never gained a thing. I got to thinking on this. I got to thinking about the Levites over there. You know, over there, and everybody else, they entered into Canaan. They started gaining inheritance over there. You can read it in the chapter 2 Judges, I believe. I'll tell you where if you need it. I found it. Everybody started claiming their inheritances over there in that land. But he said unto the Levites, he said, they'll have no inheritance here.
Sir.
He said, their inheritance is from God. I'm going to find it. I'm going to read it. Bear with me just a minute.
Sorry.
I get it here somewhere. Said over in the 13th chapter of the book of Joshua, excuse me, I said Judges, Joshua. But unto the tribe of Levi, Moses gave not any inheritance. The Lord God of Israel was their inheritance. And he, as he said unto them. See, they had a work to do. And the things of this world was not what God had intended for them to inherit. You see, Naomi, when Ruth got to following her, she had a vision. And she saw out ahead, I believe, that there was something greater
what this land had to hold where she was at. Hey, I promise you this, them people over there in Canaan, they was wanting their piece, their parcel, their piece of the land. Hey, but the Levites knew, hey, this ain't where our inheritance is. Hey, our inheritance is from God. I promise you this, Abraham was looking for a city whose builder and maker was God. But I promise you this, it ain't over there in Jerusalem. It ain't over there in this old dirty land that we live in. I promise you, the kingdom of God, and it's not with observation, it's within you.
Amen.
Little old Ruth seen something that went further than what Moab had to offer. I hope to God this morning you see something that goes further than what this whole world's got to offer.
Amen. Good preaching.
What was willing to set her stakes up right here?
Over in the book of Luke, first chapter. He's talking to Mary here. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end.
Amen.
She saw something, Angie, that went further. Hey, that went deeper. Hey, than what Orma could see. They some turning this away today because they want to see with their natural eyes the things that are seen. The Bible said are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal. Little Ruth, she went down there and she knew Boaz. Hey, and she bore a son named Obed. No man bore Jesse, and Jesse bore David. And you can follow the lineage right on down to the Son of the living God, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And of his kingdom there shall be no end. You can choose this world if you want, but I can take you over to the book of Revelations and I can show you where an end comes. I can show you where a lake of fire comes.
Yes, sir. Amen.
You can join up to the kingdom of Satan, but I can show you where his end comes to the same place.
God,
in a lake of fire, a second death.
Yes, sir.
But of this kingdom, there shall be no end. Yeah. That that Ruth was a sin, Matthew. Oh, she is a sin. That kingdom that had no end.
Yes,
hey, she got willing to follow Naomi. She got willing. Hey, until she got to meet a man named Boaz.
Yes,
she got willing to crawl up to his feet. She got willing to know him if you had it. Hey, and then there was children born.
Man.
You know what it's going to take this morning for our people to get saved?
Yes, sir.
We're going to have some roots and not so many orphans.
Yes, sir.
There's a lot today. It's a turning and walking away before they ever get to Boaz.
Yes,
and they're deciding that. I've walked long enough. I've followed the Word long enough. I've followed the Spirit long enough. About time I go back to how I was raised.
Yeah.
What do we say a whole long time, Dave? You'll see somebody out here running wild in the world. They come out of a good godly home even sometimes.
Yes, sir.
out here sucking out everything the world's got to offer. And we'll say they're raised better than that. They know better than that.
Sir.
No, but you know what happened to Orpah? Heard the same thing Ruth did. But it came to a place where she had to make a decision. You know what she chose? To go right back to what she once knew. You know what our people's doing today? That you see out here running around, that they've been raised up in a godly home. They chose to go back to what they once knew. They chose to go back to what the flesh said was all right. They chose to go back to Moab if you'll have it.
Yes, sir.
You can let that church house full of roots go on if they want to. I'll just kiss the church goodbye. I'll kiss the word goodbye. I'll kiss the spirit goodbye. Hey, I don't read. There was every other time Tommy Freeman than they only ever passed by. Hey, or the house ever again. You think I'll go later? You think I'll make it later? I told you it's a rough way in that day. There were some terrible people, mean men, and awful places you could get into.
Yes,
do you want to know something? Naomi, you have to get back home.
Amen.
Naomi needs the path to take. She knows how to get through all the trouble. Hey, and I guarantee you this, there might have come a time in Orpah's life when she got the missing Naomi. They might have come a time in her life when she said, I believe I'm just going to go up there and see if I can find her. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man can come to the Father except they be drawn by Him.
Amen.
He's the only way.
Amen.
Naomi was her only way to get back there. And if she'd have decided, I'm going to go later, I guarantee you she got caught some worse by somebody who got ravaged.
That's true.
I guarantee you she died a miserable death if she tried to walk that road on her own. And I promise you, if God's Spirit draws you, God's Spirit moves you to an altar, and it's giving you an opportunity, it's giving you a choice, you keep your seat, or you crawl into an altar, and you come find Jesus. Hey, if you turn that Spirit away, if you say, Lord, I don't need you, I don't want you right now, I'll come later. I promise you, you may never find your way here again.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We don't just have to decide I'm going to go do this.
Oh, sir.
No. It takes the Spirit of God to draw and to lead.
Yeah.
Of His kingdom, there is no end. We preached at that memorial service the other night of the separation. If you don't know the Lord, you know, you read that over there, I think it's 19th chapter of Revelation 3. He talks about those that don't take the mark and how that they'll be cast alive in the lake of fire.
Amen.
You ever notice that in there?
Sir.
They'll be cast alive. You think you'll be some old dead limp noodle that don't know what's going on?
No, sir.
Oh, no.
It's eternal.
There'll be a consciousness about you. If you go to hell, you will never die.
It's eternal.
Where the word abideth not, flame's not quenched.
Hell.
When you cast into that place, death and hell's cast in who? The devil himself's cast in who?
I promise you, there's no coming out.
There's an eternal separation that'll take place. Oh, and you say, well, I don't want to leave Mom and Dad. I don't want to leave Uncle Nate. I don't want to leave my best friends. Hey, if that's the only thing you're grabbing hold of, you've got your eyes on the wrong thing. Hey, there's a separation taking place that'll separate you from the love of God for all eternity.
Yes, sir.
You know what Ruth wasn't willing to do? She wasn't willing to give that love away. She wasn't willing. She never felt love like Naomi gave her. She never felt compassion and care like Naomi gave her. And I promise you this, Orpah never felt love like that neither. But in her mind, she wanted to enjoy Pharaoh's house, if you'll have it that way, for just a little longer. Instead of like Moses choosing rather to suffer affliction, she wanted pleasure. So she thought, I'll give Naomi a little kiss. Yeah, you know what? There's a ton of people with old Richard words, lady. It's just give Jesus a little kiss. They just give the word a little kiss. And they'll write it down. They was a member of the community chapel. Mm-hmm. They was a member at Alexander. There's a member at Crossroads. There's a member at Bentford. There's a member here. There's a member at Trinity. There's a member. There's a member. There's a member. There's a member. And I promise you, all that a lot of them has ever done is just kiss the word just a little bit. And they've walked right away from the Word of God, the Spirit of God, and they've chose rather to have pleasure in this world rather than suffer affliction.
Yes, sir.
There's a lot today that they've been preached, that they went to heaven, that's in hell today.
Amen, son.
I promise you. I talked with a man here just a while back, and he's really seeking the Lord. And I mentioned him, but he's here just back to this. And he told me, he said, thank you for helping me to understand one thing. He said, I thought I needed some man to put his approval on it before I could get saved. He said, I thought I needed somebody to tell me, Roger, you got it. I promise you this, there's too many men put their approval on salvation.
Amen.
Going around. And they've allowed somebody just to kiss the word just a little bit.
Preach it, son. It's all right, understand.
You know what? You better not just be kissing this word. You better cleave to it.
Yes, sir.
I will hide his words in my heart that I might not sin against God. Where's that word got to be?
Yes, sir.
Right there.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lee Pete, for minding God. I love it. I want you to know something too over there in the book of John. There's a bunch of them coming to him over there. And about the, I'll go back and read something else here in just a second, but in about the sixth chapter, he told them over there, except you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, you'll in no wise inherit the kingdom. They come right down to the same day that Orpa did. He looked there at them disciples and he said, from the time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him, there's some right there that had followed him for a while. And then they decided, they ain't nothing here with this man. I'm going back.
Amen.
And then what Jesus do? He said there in that 67th verse, he said, then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God.
Amen.
Hey, that sounds like Ruth to me. You know what them ones and disciples that turned back? Do you realize what a multitude of people was there?
Yes, sir.
It just got done feeding thousands. And they was just loving it up.
Yes, sir.
They was loving it up. What had he done? The same thing they only done for Orpha and Ruth. He fed them, he took care of them. Boy, they liked it as long as it was pleasing the flesh. They got to follow him, Angie. They followed him over and they crossed over the sea. They caught up with him. We want some more of that good stuff. Say, Orpha, she followed for a ways, didn't she? Then it comes down to, you got the choice to go back or you can walk this rough road with me. You realize he turned to the 12. Out of all them thousands,
sure
them 12 was the only one saved.
Sure did.
Out of all them thousands, will you go also? I wonder what multitudes and multitudes is in the valley of decision today. And I wonder how many is turning and going back to the world because they don't like that they've got to eat of his flesh and they've got to drink of his blood. How many is turning away an everlasting kingdom for a temporary pleasure and an eternity of hell? How many? Multitudes upon multitudes.
Yes, sir.
Well, you read this and thank the Lord for it.
He said over in the third chapter, he said, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God."
Amen.
You want an eternal kingdom that has no end? You want to got to get born again.
Yes, sir.
You want what Jesus has got? You got to follow the Word and the Spirit. You got to be willing to be afflicted for a little while.
Amen.
You got to be willing to do a little bit of work. And say, "I thought it was all free." It is. It is. See, while Ruth was out there gleaning out in the field, she didn't even realize Boaz had him throwing them handfuls of purpose down.
Yes, sir.
She just thought she was having to work for what she was getting, didn't she?
Yeah.
Huh? We just think we're working for some of this stuff. It's hard. Oh, it's afflicted. But boy, when she took that and beat it out, took all of that back to Naomi, Naomi said, "Good job. Good job, Ruth." Whole time. Don't you think that Naomi didn't realize Boaz was watching out for
her? Amen.
Huh? You think you've worked for one thing you've got? No, sir. No, sir. No, it's just the Lord has been dropping a few handfuls of purpose.
Yes, sir.
Then you come back, and you maybe get your Bible down, and you get down to pray, and you say, "Lord, look here what I got." That word just confirms you're on the right track. You just keep working.
Thank you, Jesus.
Then Ruth found herself at the feet of the woman who had been feeding her the whole time.
Yeah.
Huh? Found herself right at his feet. And she found favor in his eyes. And she became his wife.
And I done went through the lineage.
Yes, sir. She got hold of the kingdom of James, but he is no one.
Bless him, God.
I'm going to ask you this much. Can you see your end? Can you see where your end is?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to say this. I can't see my end.
Bless him, God.
I can't see my end. No. Because I done saw an end, and I died one day. And of his kingdom, there is no end.
That's right.
I can't see the end of this. My fat father Henry Rice, up till he died at 99 years old, you'd say, "Andy, how old are you, Henry?" "I'm 99 years young." When you got eternal life, how can you get any older?
That's true.
Huh? That's a man that never saw the end. Can you see your end? Can you see yourself being cast alive in the lake of fire, which is the second death?
No.
Can you see that this morning? I'm going to tell you what you better see. Don't be an orphan. Don't look and say, "Well, I've got all this fun to have. I've got all these things to do." Just a little childish thing that happened to a good friend of mine when he was just a kid. And I'm going to tell this, and I might have told it before. Daniel, you know him. He said they used to preach at church about the Lord coming back and taking us out of here. And he said, "I got a brand new little old bicycle one night." And he said, "I was just a kid." And he said, "I sat there during the service thinking, Lord, please don't come back before I get to go ride my bicycle." Just a kid. Just a little old childish thought. But you know how much of that's going on in the church house today with us adults. "Lord, don't come back yet. I ain't got to do this. Lord, don't hinder me now. I ain't got to enjoy this yet." Isn't it just the way we are? What was in Moab? Nothing. But death, destruction, and hunger. What did Ruth have when she fought me on it? She found a place to work, a place to eat, and a man to love her. And children to be born in herself. Through the love of that man. You don't know what this world's got to offer? Nothing. Death, destruction, misery, pain.
That's it.
Well, what's Jesus got to offer? I already read it to you, but I'm going to read it again. He maketh the barren woman to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. He can take the barren. They didn't think Sarah was going to have children, did they?
Huh? Elizabeth
had a child.
Her name was John the Baptist.
Yes, sir.
The Lord had a boy, a child.
Mary never knew a man.
How much more barren could you expect a woman to be?
How much more barren could you expect that to be? Never knew a man.
It's true.
That's barren. That's got to be conception, don't they?
So.
That's barren. Oh, but the Holy Ghost shined her.
Yeah.
Oh, if the lives we see today that look so barren in it, you think, how in the world could that ever become something that could have a child? It looked hopeless for Ruth, but she saw promise in following Naomi, and she got to see the day when she bore children.
Yes, sir.
Manorpha saw hopelessness and gave up. And she fainted in the way and turned back with just a kiss. And you all thought the same as I have. That's what Judas did. He just kissed him a little bit. And he chose some pieces of silver so he could get his hands on it. You find where you showed me what Judas done with that money. He went back and tried to get it back. They bought a field and called the Field of Blood over there. And old Judas went out and hanged himself until his bowels gushed out.
Amen.
You reckon that's a happy man? He chose Moab, didn't he? He chose Moab. I've walked long enough with Jesus. I've walked long enough. I know I've seen some good things out there. He hadn't walked far enough, did you? He hadn't walked far enough. As a many today, it's just a kiss in it. Just a gentle little something to please God, they think. I'm going to say this and I'm about to. You think Naomi was pleased when she saw Orpah walking back down toward the boat?
No.
You think that maybe Orpah thought she'd pleased Naomi a little bit by giving her that little kiss before she left? I believe Orpah left there and thought, I'd give her enough. She knows I care. How many people do you hear day in and day out when you ask about the Lord? The Lord knows my heart. Lord knows my heart. He knows I love Him. I know I drink in the room. I know we're shacking up. I know I'm running around on my wife. I know I'm doing this thing. But the Lord knows my situation.
Yep.
I'm going to give him a little kiss.
Just so.
Yeah. Well, we can't see the Lord coming back for long now. The state that our nation's in and the way things is going. But I ain't going to church Sunday.
Wow.
But I ain't going to read my Bible. I ain't going to, boy, people can't see that we're getting close to Andy Gibson, baby. There's something wrong with them. See, they can get a little bit of comfort because they'll kiss him every now and then. They'll reach down that old fella on the side of the road. I'm hungry. Here, buddy, here's the point.
Come on.
I kiss him just a little bit. We've been making $1,000 down there in the fellowship hall. I kissed him just a little bit. Huh? There's a whole lot of kissing going on, ain't there?
Yeah.
But there ain't a whole lot of clicking going on. It takes some clicking. You need to be word with the Lord. Kissing ain't going to get it done.
That's the honest truth. Whether anybody likes it or not.
Amen.
You got to get a hold of him. You got to hang on to him.
Yes, sir.
You got to love him. Let's pray for what we'll do for you.
Good message.
I thank the Lord this morning.